Section 6. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have is distance, a cushion of space, all around your cycle. If someone else makes a mistake, distance gives you time to react and room to maneuver. 6.1 Distance in front. Usually motorcycles do not need as much distance to stop as do cars. Use the 2-second following rule as a guide. This leaves you enough time to stop or swerve if the driver ahead of you stops suddenly. It also gives you a better view of potholes and other dangers in the road. In some situations, you should open up a 3-second following distance. This larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop, for example, if the pavement is slippery with rain, or if you cannot see around the vehicle ahead. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. 6.2 Distance behind. If someone tailgates you, don't try to lose them by speeding up. You'll just end up being tailgated at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of you. When someone is following too closely, change lanes and let them pass. If you can't do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you. This will encourage them to pass. If they don't pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgaters more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop. 6.3 Distance to the side. By shifting from one portion of a lane to another, you can keep a safe cushion of space on both sides. An experienced rider changes position within the lane as traffic conditions change. Here are some conditions that require changes in lane position. Passing. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. Move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car you are passing and provides space to avoid hazards in your lane. Ride through the blind spot as quickly as possible. Signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane. Remember, passing must be completed within posted speed limits and only where permitted. Being passed. When you are being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, stay in the center portion of your lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane that is furthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. If you ride any closer to them, you could be hit by the other vehicle, something thrown from the windows, extended mirrors, or blasts of wind from large vehicles. Parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, people stepping from between cars and cars pulling away from the curb. A car making a sudden U-turn may cut you 9 Colorado Motorcycle Operator's Handbook off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Lane sharers. Cars and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Don't ride between rows of stopped cars in the same lane. Discourage lane sharing by riding in a center lane position whenever other drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy traffic, when passing, when you are preparing to turn in at freeway entrance and exit ramps. Merging cars. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane, if it is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed accordingly to open up space for the merging driver to pull into.